Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage on this Monday around the country. And it's like, it's unlike any Monday we've certainly had together. These are the shows that nobody ever wants to do. Nobody's ever prepared to do. There's no script. There's no blueprint. There's no manual. I can guarantee, Teak, that there's going to be some real lengthy, awkward pauses throughout this show as we collect ourselves. You'll probably hear some sniffling. You might even see some tears because I know I've had them in my eyes all weekend. I'm getting it now again, thinking about his daughter.
Yeah. This is one of those moments that feels like it's not really happening.
Yeah.
It's almost like a bad dream that you didn't hope doesn't really exist, but obviously it is reality, and it was a tragic accident that took Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others on a horrific, sounds like a horrific helicopter crash last night. I mean, there was a lot of confusion about what actually happened. I remember when this first came over the wire yesterday, people I were with were saying, TMZ was hacked. Like, someone's messing with you guys. This isn't real. This is just someone messing with TMZ. But actually, in actuality, it was confirmed pretty quickly by other outlets, and you were stuck digging through any bit of news that you could find just to figure out if it was real and what had happened. And then in our immediate society, so many things got lumped on top of it, whether it was his whole family and then his other daughters, and Rick Fox was even rumored to be a part of this. And and ultimately, it's probably 9 or 10 o'clock. It started to come last night. It started to come into clarity what actually had happened and the route that Kobe had taken, and how bad weather had forced him to circle a few times over the Los Angeles Zoo and then ultimately into a mountainside. I haven't seen this video yet, and I'm doubtful if I ever want to see it, but someone actually caught the helicopter spinning, spiraling out of control into the mountain, and then it explodes into flames. And so when I even think about that, I haven't seen it yet. When I think about that, I can only imagine what was going on in their minds, in their collective minds.
That's what I've been thinking about the whole, that's my main thought.
Yeah. What are you saying? What are you thinking in those moments? And that's what makes me upset.
Yep.
I didn't know Kobe. Right. I don't have a personal interaction. I don't have a personal story to share. So many people that we've seen over the last 24 hours, really, I've had personal stories. Magic Johnson, Jay Williams, he was very poignant.
Yeah, he was good.
Because for those who have forgotten, Jay Williams almost lost his life right when he left college. And so he could speak to this, and he said it eloquently, even though he cursed on air.
Yeah.
Let go of that that you might be holding over someone. You got to live every day. But I just started to think about like the great moments that he made, that he inspired, and really all of us, and it was him doing his thing, but it made you just want to jump and scream, and that's what we're gonna miss. And I mean that from a basketball perspective, but starting to appreciate his post career life, I heard this said multiple times, and it's right, like. He looked happy.
He looked almost happier than when he was playing.
Of course, because when he was playing, he was a dog, man. He was dialed in. He would make enemies of teammates who didn't want to have the same drive. Dwight Howard, right? Dwight Howard wanted to have fun playing basketball. Kobe was like, we're not having fun. Mm-hmm. We're here to win. And so he'd make enemies because he wanted to be great. And the overarching, I don't know, reality that sets in is it greatness was all he cared about. and winning was all he cared about. And that's a burden sometimes, right? When you're the torchbearer of that mentality. Doesn't matter if your team is, you know, wins 25 games, your team's winning 65 games. He was the torchbearer of that mentality for the Lakers, and it was good and it was bad, but it was ultimately about greatness. But that's challenging to your psyche, right? When he retired, he smiled. Right? It was almost like he became acutely aware of the magnitude of himself. And you could see him. He was embracing that.
His imprint on the world.
He was enjoying it.
Yeah.
Really, for the first time. I mean, of course, he enjoyed the championships and the success he had as a Laker. But I really felt like post-career, he started to appreciate and enjoy what he had actually built in those 20 years as a player.
Listen, I don't know him either. I was lucky enough probably 6 or 7 times when I was doing local radio to be at the Garden because I was working. I was doing pre and post for the Knicks.
So you saw him play?
I saw him play a lot in person.
See, I never saw him play. Never did.
And, you know, I can just, you know, rip through highlights. They're on YouTube. I don't need to do that. But the sound was different. Even different. It was different than the LeBron sound. It was comparable to the MJ sound. It was just a unique sound. I heard a story today. And I was over at St. John's shooting a show this morning. And he has no connection to St. John's. Zero. And he was in Manhattan. It was during the summer. It wasn't during the season, so they weren't playing the Nets in New Jersey or the Knicks at the Garden. He was here for business. And for whatever reason, he somehow made the connection to St. John's. And he said, hey, I really want to get a real quiet workout in. I know most of the students are gone. Could I come use the facilities? Of course. We'll open the doors. Were open at 5 o'clock for him, right? And, you know, it was very, very clandestine. Eventually, the word got out and everybody wanted to come and see Kobe. But they were telling me he was doing the workout. The trainer, Ron Linfon, a good friend of mine, was he's probably watching the show now in St. John's. He was telling me this, that Kobe was doing these sit-ups, right? And his trainer, just imagine, you know, we all mess around, lift weights at the gym, 45 plates. His trainer was taking 45-pound plates and throwing them up, not 20 feet in the air, but 5 feet in the air. And as Kobe would come up, he'd have to catch it, and then he'd have to throw it back at his trainer. And he was running 200s. Like it was like he was trying to run away from something that was trying to hunt him down. And it speaks to a work ethic that you can't quantify. And you know, the one thing that I think about, and I know, listen, a lot of this show is not going to make sense. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to drift in and out of thoughts. Some will be salient. All will be from the heart for sure. The phones open all show. We're going to get to him. You're going to be a big part of this. I know you want to be, and you need to be, and we feel the same way. 1-855-212-4227. I already getting choked up as I'm getting ready to say this again. I know it. And it's all, you know, coming from the place as a dad. I don't know.
That's what makes you emotional, though, is the fatherhood side of this. Look, and I know I have 6 kids as well, and sometimes I don't see my older kids as much as I should.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I live a long way away, not relatively a long way, but I'm 75 miles away from my kids, and so I don't get to see them as much as I want to. Yesterday, one of our Giants sideline reporters, he sent me this, and maybe it was coincidence, maybe it was probably intentional. But he sent me these pictures of AJ and Chasen, my two oldest, my two boys, when AJ had to be 4.
Oh, wow.
Chasen was maybe 2.5. They were walking. AJ had the little plastic Giants helmet, right? And he has it on his head.
Like with the punter single bar almost.
Yeah, with the punter single bar. And he's like on the field, like in Giants Stadium, the old Giants Stadium, with his hands in the AstroTurf. I would say the mud. That would be, you know, that would be a
little embellishment.
Yeah, the embellishment, but his hands in the AstroTurf, and he's in all fours, and it was just the cutest picture. And I hadn't like thought about it in so long. Like those like these moments that you just lose, right?
Yep.
You just they're there, but until you see them, until you're reminded that you need to remember them, you forget. So I sent them to my kids, and I was like, I love you guys. I really do. I know I don't see you enough, but and AJ of course writes back. He's like, I was the cutest kid. That's AJ.
Yeah. I get a sense that really is AJ. I notice every time you tell me it's when he spits something back to you, it's always like a little cocky warm.
Exactly.
But it's funny.
I actually think Chasen was cuter in that picture. But still, it was, funny. It was, you know, it's it meant something to do to like to experience my children yesterday because of this. And it shouldn't take an icon and his daughter perishing for us to be reminded of that. But we are. It's the reality of life. We get too busy being us, being
providing working, for the family.
Exactly. That you forget sometimes what's important.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, I've mentioned this in passing. It's been probably a while since I referenced it, and I'm not going to get deep into the story, but the night before I went to college, I got into a car accident.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. This was a horrific one, too, by the way.
108 miles an hour. And the only reason I know that is because it was one of the first digital light-up car where right before we crashed, I looked over, I wasn't driving, and I saw 108. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what the forces are that, you know.
Spare some people.
Yeah, why did I walk away? And I'm thrilled because if I didn't, I wouldn't be a dad. I wouldn't be married. And, you know, you just don't know. You don't know why this stuff happens. And that was so long ago that it's, you know, buried in the deep recess of my mind. And every once in a while I'll reflect and I'll say, wow, thank you for sparing me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But then you see something like this and like, why weren't they spared? Like, we all have, I mean, 108 is on the severe end for sure, but I'm sure many of us have instances where you're flirting with death or you're flirting with something that could radically change your ability to how you walk or mm-hmm. how you interact, if you can breathe on your own. We take these things for granted. And I know that this will fade as we get into Super Bowl somewhat and we'll get into the game, but damn it, I'll tell you what, man, I can't speak for anybody else but myself, but I'm gonna really use this to try to be. I mean, I think I'm a pretty good person. I'm gonna really use this to try to be better, to everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean my immediate family. To really, you know, you want to talk about a legacy? Yeah, the highlights are gonna always be there for you on YouTube for Kobe, and those things we have in our mind when I was at the Garden watching them. But just take the scene of the ashes of that helicopter and the smoke was still going toward the sky and it was wet and they finally got it out. Take that and be better. And be better.
Yeah.
And I think we could all do that. Yeah. I know I'm going to try.
Well, that's how he lived his life.
Yeah.
Again, he wasn't perfect, but that's how he lived his life.
No doubt.
Always trying to be better.
All right. 1-855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio. You know, the artistry, the passion, the crossover, global appeal, that is a rare combination. The flaws, it's a rare combination, and we're here for the next, basically now, almost 2 hours and 40 minutes. We're going to lean on you. We're gonna take a ton of calls. We're going to play some incredible, poignant moments from his career, not just on the court, but you'll hear his voice. And if you can't call, or maybe you don't feel like you can get through a phone call, like I've had a few times getting through a few rough time getting through some sentences so far, tweet us. I want to see what you're thinking at Tiki and Tierney or at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney. And Ice Cube's going to join us. I mean, Ice Cube is, that's his boy. I mean, so Ice Cube will join us at 5 Eastern. It's all about Kobe. We're not doing Super Bowl. We're not doing the blast. We're not doing the inbounds out of it. This is about the gentleman behind us and his daughter and the 7 others. And we will illuminate them at some point on this show. I know I did a little research on each one of the other victims because I don't want this to just be Kobe and Gigi. There were 7 other people, and we're going to try to tell their story as best as we can. So we'll get a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get these calls, and we'll do it together. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. One of the many moments. That was incredible. Tiki and I were obviously talking about that going into the night. What would he do the next day? Dominated the show. Lakers Radio Network, and just one of the many tributes here to Kobe. Of course, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227, sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote. Go to geico.com. Phones are lit. We'll get to them. You know, and you and I were talking a little bit about was there any parallels here? And it's really, I think the short answer is no. Mm-mm. Although every life is equal, clearly.
Of course.
In terms of the impact on society, you know, you've heard Lou Gehrig's name a lot today. A debilitating erosion of the body, but there was at least warning. There were now it was an ugly end, and it was sad, and it was a painful demise.
Yeah, deterioration in front of your eyes
for sure. But at least you can begin not just Yankee fans or baseball fans, but as family members, mm-hmm. you can say goodbye. You can begin to prepare yourself. You know, Roberto Clemente. When he passed away, when he was killed, and he was going to Nicaragua on a Goodwill mission, bringing supplies on New Year's Eve, and nobody sees that coming. How do you Thurman Munson, 1979, August 2nd, Yankee captain, and this is, you know, not to attach levels of fame, mm-hmm. but the difference with Kobe is that you know, Thurman was the Yankee captain, but he was never one of the best players in the game. He was kind of a recluse. He was a different generation. He wasn't, I mean, Kobe is a global icon.
Yeah, he transcended the game and transcended sport in a lot of ways because of who he was. He had this electric smile, and you didn't, like, see it a ton. And I go back to this, when he was a player, you didn't see it. Like, he didn't want to smile.
Yeah.
He wanted to mash it in your face.
Yeah.
Right? But as you see him with his daughter and that smile, his daughter had a beautiful smile.
She was beautiful.
And she had the fire, you know. It reminds me of, you know, of him, how she talked and wanted to be great. And that comes from him. It's the extension of him.
You mentioned the smile, and I know that we had that one really poignant shot that we played a few times when they're sitting courtside. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed, aside from how beautiful she was just a sweet, beautiful, blossoming young girl. I mean, Jesus. But she had you can tell her, there was a look in her eyes. There was a fierceness.
Mm-hmm.
There was a competitiveness. There was a gene.
That's right.
That she had, that you can tell that she was going to be, I can't prove this,
mm-hmm.
but she was going to be a superstar in the WNBA. She was going to wear red, white, and blue and defend this country in the Olympics and other international platforms. She was it. She was going to be it. You can tell in her eyes. You can tell. All right. Let's get Matt is first up. And Matt is in Seattle. Matt, how you doing, Matt? What's going on, buddy?
I've been better. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it.
Thanks,
man.
For calling, Matt.
I'd like to read something for you guys that I sent to some of my family members this morning. I should preface what I'm about to read by saying that Megan's my older sister, and she's about 10 years my senior.
Okay.
So this is what I sent my family. I wrote, you know, I know Megan is a big Kobe Bryant fan. As am I. For me and so many others, he was the second coming of athletic elegance. I've always respected Megan's intelligence. I can remember with tremendous accuracy a much larger volume of what she opened in my presence than she'd ever believe. One such memory is, as Michael Jordan's time with the Bulls was winding down, we were visiting Aunt Rosie and Uncle Paul in Jersey. We were all talking about how MJ was unassailably the GOAT and that we'd never in our lifetimes see another individual athlete approach that Disney magic, truly mythic greatness, that his airness transcended sports and fundamentally altered culture and reality with. Everyone seemed to be in complete agreement with regard to the unlikelihood of a mere approach. Even Uncle Paul, who has advanced basketball knowledge, seemed sure that the NBA's highest points were behind us. Everyone seemed sure except Megan. I distinctly remember that Megan challenged the notion that it would be all downhill from there to the NBA. She mentioned Penny Hardaway but she invoked Kobe as a legitimate heir apparent with supreme confidence. She felt he was in possession of everything required to pick up MJ's mantle. And as time passed, I remembered fondly how right Megan was. I will always be impressed by her perceptiveness. When it was a lot easier to be skeptical, when almost everyone thought Kobe would never get close to MJ, especially after he struggled situationally in his rookie season, Megan correctly believed that not only would we see MJ-esque greatness again, but that it had already arrived. There are exponential variables with regard to becoming great. For her to be able to see his full potential so clearly at such a young age was just so impressive to me and says so much about her intelligence. There were times when I was watching the Lakers play the Spurs or the Suns in my room on a school night, or when I'd watch the Lakers over at Carmen's, Terry's, or Tim's. And there were moments when Kobe's killer instinct, movement style, would take my breath away in terms of how much it resembled Jordan, yet was simultaneously innovative slash unique. I've never told you before, but Kobe is one of the pillars of my interest in languages. I was always in awe of his intelligence and so envious of his Italian fluency, his knowledge of Spanish, and many other languages. It was a huge inspiration for me, and still is. It was one of the sparks that ignited my feeling that multilingualism is the pinnacle of cool and cognitive health. Kobe Bryant wasn't a perfect person. He was vain and made terrible, selfish mistakes at times. But I choose to believe that Kobe was a good person. However, his caliber isn't a matter of belief. He's one of the most prolific Renaissance men that the Virgo supercluster has ever known. Sadly, he's had a greater impact on my intellectual development than most people that I actually know. And I'm almost as sad about that as I am that his 13-year-old daughter was with him, which is by far and away the most heartbreaking aspect of all of this. And of course, it goes without saying, her two friends and the other five folks that were in the aircraft. And, you know, I apologize for taking so much of your time. I know.
Matt, let me stop you for a sec. First of all, no need to apologize, number one. And knowing Tiki the way I know Tiki, I am quite sure that he would agree. I don't know that you could have started off with a better, well-written, all-encompassing, well-rounded, you know, poignant, intelligent start to the show in terms of we get to the callers. I thought it was great, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. We're going to
let you go now, Matt, but thank you, buddy. Thanks for sharing that, man.
Yeah, I wish you both happiness, health, and luck.
You too, Matt.
Most certainly.
Boy, he sounds like somebody who was impacted by Kobe on a completely different level. I mean, which is unbelievably awesome.
I think also, BT, this is why this is so unique, and it's why we were trying to find a parallel.
Yeah.
I don't know if people were as emotionally affected by a person like they were by Kobe.
I hear you.
And it's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it moves you. Like, there's something that moves you about him and his story.
No question.
And again, as Matt mentioned, and I did as well, the flaws and the overcoming of them and the fatherhood and everything else. It's just, yeah. Well done, Matt.
The only thing, and I mentioned some names before, Lou Gehrig, Roberto Clemente, Thurman Munson. The only thing that, you know, I do remember watching the ceremony, I guess I would have been five. I remember sitting on my parents' bed watching and seeing an empty home plate and knowing something was seriously wrong. not being able to deduce because I was five to deduce exactly what was going on, except that it was incredibly sad and the emotion was palpable in the stadium and in our home. I'll never forget that. But I was too young to really mm-hmm. latch onto him. You know, it was more the next wave of Yankees as a Yankee fan. Obviously, we weren't born when Clemente perished. Lou Gehrig was, you know, decades and decades and Payne Stewart to me had a little bit of a similar feel. And I was just becoming a golf fan. I remember this. It was my first radio job, and it was in October. I think it was October 25th when he was killed in the plane crash. And I remember trying to do a similar show the next day with no experience to lean on because I was only on the air for mm-hmm. 5 months, I think, at that point. But there was definitely a sadness because they were the same age. He was still playing. You know, we know the story when he beat Phil, and Phil was basically really upset. They didn't win that would have been the U.S. Open. He said, looked at me, actually took his hands, he put them on it. He said, don't worry, you're about to be a dad. You know, you're going to win one. You're going to be a dad. I think if golf had the presence that the NBA does, that's probably the thing that I can compare it to most. Mm-hmm. I don't know that anything else is just, it just feels like a fog and a haze. And I don't know, if you're just tuning in, I said there's going to be a lot of moments in the show where I'm not making sense. There's pauses. There's I don't know. You know, I don't. You want to say the right thing. Sometimes you don't know what to say, and sometimes you can't speak even because we're choked up. But the phones are a great liaison to each of our souls. We talk about things that at the end of the day don't matter. For 7+ years, you and I have done that.
Yep.
Who's going to win? Who's going to get traded? Free agency. This is where it matters, and this is where the bridge that we have connected with our audience will really shine today. And that was a great start. Never apologize for that call, Matt. It was lengthy, and it was worth it. We'll get the update from Mac right here. We'll come back. We'll get more calls, 1-855-212-4227. We're going to do Kobe right. We're going to do Kobe's daughter right. And the seven others who perished in that plane will be done right on this show for sure. It's D. Wade. Great song to come into with that as well. Tiki and Tierney back here on CBS Sports Radio. It's time to ask the pros. And we'll get back to the calls here, give you a chance to ask us anything you want. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just tweet us at CBS Sports Radio and use the hashtag AskThePros. Make sure you stick around and listen later on. Teek and I will answer the best one for you. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Certainly today is not the day to do it. But eventually, I wouldn't even fathom admonishing journalists right now. It's just not the proper place to do mm-hmm. it. But eventually something's got to change in how journalists gather news, attempt to gather news, what they put out there for public consumption. There needs to be a complete recalibration when there are just names and bodies that were incorrectly put onto that helicopter mm-hmm. for the sake of being first to it.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, immediacy in exchange of accuracy, which is damaging to a lot of different ways. Obviously, it's emotionally trying already. And then incorrect information only makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And even you go back to the beginning of the first report, it was put out before Vanessa was ever notified.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not how you want to find out something like this happened, not only to your husband, but to your daughter as well. I agree with you, BT.
For sure. Come on. We have to be better than that. All right, let's go to Connie, who is in San Diego. Connie, you're on Tiki and Tierney. How you doing today, Connie?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you guys?
Tough one. Definitely a tough one, Connie, but thanks for calling.
It's a tough one.
It is.
You know, I was talking myself just about Vanessa. I mean, she not only lost her husband, but her daughter as well. And as a mom, my heart just breaks for her, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
To lose your husband is one thing, but to lose your husband and your daughter, it goes beyond what anybody should even have to go through in life, you know?
And especially this specific circumstance, Connie. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Connie.
And thanks for pointing that out because, you know, so I'll give you for instance, with my brother. Like, my brother has a daughter. He has two daughters. One is brilliant, Yamil, who's going to the University of Chicago. His second daughter is committed to play lacrosse at William & Mary. And she's exactly like Rondé, right? So she's intense. She's she doesn't care about losing. Like, she doesn't want to, she doesn't, like, embrace losing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you this story. I don't know if I ever brought it to air, how she got second at a golf tournament or something like that, second or third, and she had to go get a trophy, and she's like, I don't want that. You know, she used the Barber explicative.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I didn't win. And so Roddy was like, all right, let's go. You know, but it's like, that's Kobe with Gianna. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see it. And so Connie's point, you know, it's one thing to, if Kobe had been on this plane, this helicopter by himself, in some ways you would still see Kobe through his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Vanessa, really all of us. But now that both of them are gone, and I'm sure he spent this, you know, similar amount of time with his other kids, but it was Gianna, Gigi, as they called her, and Kobe that we saw all the time,
mm-hmm.
right? That they were basketball games together, and she was part of the Mamba Academy, and he was coaching her. In fact, that's where he was heading, right, to a game to coach her. They're both gone, and so this fire that Kobe had that was personified through his daughter are both gone. That makes it tougher, right? That's what makes it feel more final in an odd sense, and sadder, so much sadder.
You can't do it. You can't emotionally replicate the anxiety,
mm-hmm.
the absolute loss, the emptiness. But you try to through empathy.
Yeah.
And boy, that's a dark. Even if that is a hard place to go to. Even if it's for 20 seconds, mm-hmm. you know, what his family is going through. Oh, my God. It's just not fair. It's not right.
Not right.
Alex is in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, pardon me. Alex, how you doing today, buddy? What's up?
Good.
Go ahead, man.
Obviously, tragic stuff happening, COVID. But, like, I feel like it's just tragic that, like, so she's all, isn't he always on his plane? Doesn't he always take his cyber helicopter?
Yeah.
Well, he did to practice when he was a Laker, sure, and obviously games. He wanted to get a little bit of a separation and have a different existence with his family, but also be able to be a pro and get back and forth. Yeah, he was on it quite a bit. Yeah.
I'm just crazy because it's like, I feel like that's one of those things, like, it's like a simple thing, but also at the same time, it's risky to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just reading more and more about it, and appreciate your call, Alex. It's just, like, a lot of people want to blame, I don't know, was it pilot error? He was flying into the mountains,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what the flight plan was or what the flight path was, but I just from reading the reports, and I got really sucked into this yesterday. They were circling over a zoo because the cloud cover was too low, and in fact, I saw this report many times that the local police didn't allow for their helicopters to go up because the cloud cover was too low and visibility wasn't over 2 miles. And so you can imagine, you know, that this was a weather-related issue, but reports are that the helicopter had clearance.
Like, yeah, preference,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And so,
which they do on occasion.
They grant you that. And it's Kobe. I mean, let's say it for what it is. He's this icon, celebrity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's sometimes you're allowed to do things that other people wouldn't be mm-hmm. allowed to do. And I don't know. You don't want to blame anyone, and you don't want to make excuses or put fault where we don't know what actually lies.
Yep.
But he was comfortable traveling this way.
He was.
He did it all the time. This was a little bit of a longer flight. It was like 50 minutes or so from his home in Newport, John Wayne Airport, presumably up to Camarillo, which is just outside Thousand Oaks where the Mamba Academy was. So it wasn't like a hop and a jump.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from his house to the Staples Center, it's really just a hop and a jump. It's probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes. This was a long flight.
For a
helicopter.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. And yeah. so.
Yeah, the blame game is not one that I have any interest in playing now. Mm-mm. I really don't really have any interest playing it ever.
No.
Eventually, I'm sure we
it's
will.
It's a tragedy.
We'll get detail. It's a tragedy.
Yep.
I thought this was real. This was an interesting look. I don't think a lot of people know this. I saw this relatively recent here.
Mm-hmm.
It's believed the last person that Kobe texted was Shaq's son.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday as well.
So Shaq?
To get together to do who knows what.
Well, he just said, that may have been a different one.
Yeah.
Because he texted him yesterday at 8:19 in the morning. And as some of you may know, Shaq's son Sharif is transferring from UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday morning at 8:19, Kobe texted Sharif, "You good, fam?" Just short and sweet. "You good, fam? Are you okay?" And then Sharif wrote back and he said, "Yeah, I'm just, you know, trying to get my grind on," as I paraphrase, trying to really, you know, figure out what's going on. But he wakes up at 8, whenever he woke up, but somewhere between the crash and breakfast and kissing his wife and other kids and getting into the helicopter, he said, let me check on my boy's son, make sure he's okay. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because the perceived relationship between them wasn't great for a long time.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Thank God they smoothed that over.
Yeah.
Let's get Jesse, who is on the app. I believe it's radio.com or CBSSportsRadio.com. Jesse is on Tiki and Tierney. Go ahead, Jesse. Take it away, buddy.
Hey, guys. I appreciate what you guys are doing in such a difficult time, especially for sports fans everywhere. I just wanted to touch base a little bit on I was downstairs watching the beginning of the Pro Bowl, and my wife texted me and she's like, "Kobe died." And I was like, I thought it was one of them hoax.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Ohio, so like basketball wise, I've been following LeBron forever, but I you couldn't ignore Kobe's presence in the sports world. And it just hurts my heart. I have a 4-year-old son, and the first thing I thought about, well, first off, the first report I saw said that all his daughters were on the helicopter with him, which ended up not being true, thankfully. But still, you guys touched base on the poor reporting and things of that. Journalists like just snatching and grabbing, and you guys couldn't be more right with that. I mean, just to throw things out there and to induce even more panic and sadness surrounding something so serious, just to be first,
yeah,
just seems
it just
not worth
it. It adds unnecessary pain, Jesse. I mean, you're right. It just adds angst for no reason.
I mean, imagine being. All right, I'm sure, you know, Rick Fox, I don't know, is Rick still married? No, not he's not married to Vanessa Williams. I don't know if Rick is married, is my point. But I'm sure there's somebody in the Fox family who doesn't speak to him every day that's trying to get a hold of him, and maybe he couldn't.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's not the main issue, but it's an issue. And it's an issue not just in the sporting world, but politically, just the tone, the pursuit of a story, at what expense. We're going to have one guest today, by the way. It's going to be Ice Cube, who is... He's got to be beyond the strut. He's going to join us at 5 Eastern. More calls coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.